Hello?
And I'm here to tell you ASMR.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Autonomous.
It's their phone.
Sensory. Meridian response.
I ASify this.
Oh boy, you woke up dumb dumb.
Stupid.
Oops. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
Yeah, Reddit.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun of awesomeness.
Sit down and
oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
Let me preface this.
I know it.
A lot of sexual.
What? Ultra humongous penis.
Wow.
I saw at least. Oops.
That can happen.
Local doctors didn't have water this evening.
No mistake that he was trying to tase me in my genitalia.
Going bathroom in their driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
Oh, I'm a parent.
He had consumed some alcohol.
There's a punch! A swing!
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Well, I don't know. They ain't cold.
Bien, respect.
Siegel often bought at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Unfortunately, I had planned on doing a selfie.
A little crossed the line when he started laughing at the caller with a colostomy bag.
Funny
is
that?
That's pretty
funny.
I'm
still
not sure.
What
do you
do?
What do you
want to
go to work?
Arden?
I'm not confident. You're confident.
Go now! Oh, damn!
Where can I get some marijuana?
I'm about as politically trivial turd in a punch bowl.
Oh, that weird little
kid. Vote for me for employee of the month?
No.
What, is this Eva?
Okay. How you pronounce the word?
Chugamaluminicane, habaluhukuhu, batcha, taster, glitter, and white, Lord. Good luck to them, they'll take. They who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. That is the stuff so weird. It sounds like hell.
Oh!
Goodbye to Texas University. Honey. Now for Chicka Wigga Bone. Chicka Digga Doo. Just go. Higga Da. Hugga Doo Doo. World me.
We'll be right back.
9:48. It's Elliot in the Morning. Your phone number for every 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. Hey, hello. Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Hey, Rod.
Holy really?
Crap. Jesus.
What did you
Christ.
Call it yesterday? A jersey?
Yeah, t-shirt jersey.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think so?
I did get a lot of pictures.
From afar.
I didn't take pictures.
Yeah. Oh, that's the shofar.
I had pictures forwarded to by a Tyler of town who took pictures with A-Rod.
Yeah.
What did he do over there yesterday? Well, that's kind of his thing.
What is?
Georgetown.
Texas.
Oh, I thought you meant like walking around. Like the city,
No, Georgetown. He did. That's kind of his deal. He's he's very big into the education. He tours every time that they're out on the road, but he'll go by college campuses and universities, schools. So I guess he stopped by and saw. That's the one that bothered me.
David's?
Because he was. It wasn't like I feel like David intentional in like. Oh, the ITM online. Look, and it's just so. Look at that. It's just a one-on-one.
Does that kill you?
Yes, that kills me. Look at that. So, and then the other thing, I did like the little message on the God damn. Look at that. Look at that. And by just shows up. You know the other thing that
is walking around.
If you. Yes, Diane, there's a lot of people who just like to go visit universities.
Okay.
You know, and he was just a young up-and-coming lad, although that's not what they called. The guys did not refer to him as a young up-and-coming lad.
Is it a different three-letter word?
No. I don't know how many letter counting, but how many are in Sea Sucker? Because they yelled that at some point.
Really?
Take their head off. I thought
the kids with you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They luckily were in front of the two guys.
Oh, good.
Jack was their wingman. But right, and they were like, oh, look at that sea sucker. They should ban him forever. F him. And I thought at one point, Jackie looked at me like, are you going to say something? I was like, nah, they're good. They're good to go. God, do people hate the, but if you think back and coming, he didn't have the opportunity to go to college. Because he really sought after. He knew that he was ball. So he was going to chase that paper. And he ended up, instead of getting a diploma, and so he went right into, so now he will tour college campuses. But I thought of you, Tyler, because not only did he easily take a picture with Dennis, David.
Yeah.
And
him
then, all of them.
Dennis was there too?
Everybody was there. Where's that picture taken? On campus.
It's like right at the front gates.
God damn. He went on a, he had some through the, bookstore there. But then he had a student just give him a, oh, you're Tyler, yeah. Damn it, he would have signed that for you.
This is what you gave me as a gift.
I know it all ties together. Look how it all ties together.
Because Junior Nick Jr.'s named Big East Player of the Year.
Oh, was he really?
That's right. And
no
Georgetown
kidding.
Tomorrow kicks off their first Big East tournament since 1986.
No kidding. Are you
Nick
going?
Collins, the first POY.
The year, Diane, Player of the Year.
Uh-huh.
Since 85 for Georgetown.
Is that true?
That's true.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Awesome. But like a walking tour of campus.
Now, was
that
it?
That could have been you.
Well, not officially sanctioned like
no,
Tyler.
Tyler walked behind him and was like, that,
no,
let's
I
get
did
the script.
The,
God, you're leaving out like half tours.
Wait, what did you? Oh, you
I did
the
walking tour campus, but was also the neighborhood.
Ah, damn it.
It's away from the Kennedy house.
You know what that leads me to believe, though? It'd be true, and I would never be disappointed to wake up A-Rod, but they have to be Georgetown. Because it's not like he took a car over there. He probably just walked from the hotel over to us.
Yeah, I don't know.
God damn. Damn you, David. Damn you. Oh, and I bet he was... Look at him. That's solid. You know who, where I don't feel like his reception was that night? At the game. Yeah, no, he was not very well received last night. Not at all. But it was a good game. I mean, it got ball at stadium like crazy. So the Nats got up, and then they lost the lead, then they came back, and then Zimmerman hits the 10th. But that was pretty solid, though.
Yeah.
Because you said that you would text me during the game to who the bachelorette was. And Tyler did send that over. Caitlin, Diane, ends up as the bachelorette as well. That's kind of nice. But isn't that pretty cool, though, that he just goes campus to campus?
The most loved.
Even when he was the most loved. But, you know, a lot of times you think, you know, these guys just show up in town and they, you know, they pick up hookers, run around, they do whatever. Here he is taking in all the universities when he travels.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if as a grown man, if that would be my thing of going in college campuses.
Well, I said you'd like to go back and get that degree, which you'll never do.
No, I know myself. Well, no, you know what? Maybe I will one day. Maybe I will. I haven't decided where I'll zero in on that yesterday. But to go back and go to school. Although I did see a guy who I don't know if he plays for. No, there's no way he would have been at the game. But there were a couple of guys in Vanderbilt baseball team, great baseball program.
Yeah.
So there was a couple of guys walking around. But I don't know if I look at all the pictures. God damn! Anybody who was there, he took a picture with.
Well, like athletic staff.
Yeah, but the person who gave him the staff, it was just some person on campus.
That was Bradley Hayes,
who was
starting center next year.
But if you were to start walking around college campuses, he always likes to pick something up in the bookstore, too.
No, I'd be at the club.
Exactly. Picking up women, he probably can't go out anywhere without hearing it. But the, you know what? May as well go to a college campus. At least maybe there they'll be cool to me.
Hey, there's no one here who's going to chirp at me.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Walking around. I also thought it was nice that people thought enough to send pictures. I don't know if David ate as much as he was in a look what I got. You didn't. But you know what? Even the, and I was going to say this to the guys, but they wouldn't stop cussing behind me while they were yelling about, you know, he's kicking him out of the sport and, you know, and on and on. If A-Rod walked up and said hi to them, you know what they would do? Mr. Rodriguez. And they'd chant. Everything would be fine. Because they wouldn't have the ball.
Well, people's faces, unless they're way hammered.
And then that happened.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and go. Line one. Hi, Elliot. Hi, Elliot.
Good morning, doctor.
Hey.
I am doing one. That was a great mock or same thing.
No, I mean, geez, you get a walk-off in the 10th?
That was awesome. My favorite part about this, and it's been like this, you know, I'm standing on my feet for the walk-off, and I'm on the within 10 minutes.
Dude, you know what? It's funny because I thought of you last night, running out of there last night. And at one point, we were on South Capitol Street, and there's that one apartment building that literally is right across the street. And I thought of you. I was like, oh, that son of a bitch. He's probably already home. I right onto the street, probably back in your apartment, having a beer and taking it all in.
Yeah, it does not take long at all. Like, I come back and I leave the game on 106.9 for the cat to listen to, and I hear the first game recap by town home.
Good for you. That was good crowd at the game last.
Neither of us was wrong. I said I did smash. You said Gio would get smashed. We were both right.
Yeah. No, they were both hell you though. Man, watching Harper smack a ball. God damn, can he hit a baseball?
It's been unreal watching him. And I just hope that it doesn't, like, at some point people will stop calling it a hot streak and it's just going to be what he is.
It's what he is. Whew, man, get out of the way. Because he's on fire right now. But, man, was he, and like, I don't know if we're there and stuff. But when he got a hold of that one, and listen, it didn't go forever. But the one run that he popped out there, just the sound off the bat is, I mean, it's sad.
Yeah, and that ball, that thing couldn't have gotten more than 20 feet off the ground.
Yeah, no, Wells out there and was starting to question it, but but man, did he give that thing a ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. All right, so you're back again tonight?
I think I
may spend the paper bag and sleep on the floor just to save an hour getting home.
Yeah, go for it. And Tyler.
Yes.
Well, Tyler sucks.
yeah.
I wanted to make that, but I had to give you
Yeah, no, I gotcha. I gotcha. Yeah. All right, dude.
Well,
smell it good. I'll see you later at the...
All right, see you,
all right, dude. We'll talk to you later. So what did I miss? What did you... did you watch last night? The obviously, you were watching. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I'm
ready for the season to go. And they got right into it. They shocked Caitlin by telling her, all right, now it's time for rose ceremony. I've ever seen it as golf.
Oh, really? So Right.
But it was morning.
Really? So it was like sun up and everything was ready to go?
There were guys with paper cups, paper string coffee.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. Did the dude with the black eye get booted?
No, Tony's good.
Oh, he got the healer around. Did anybody that I wouldn't expect to get it, did they get it?
The amateur sex coach got it.
Oh, did he really? Oh, what about the...
Still got it. So the stripper and the carpool guy.
Oh, that crap. I wanted the carpool guy to be there. Well, he sucks. That's what told him. And what did you end up?
Patrol in the house.
A patrol in the house. Oh, did she get named Bus Patrol?
Yeah.
She got her belt?
The bright green one. But I guess, so that's standard color now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Let's
yeah.
had orange.
Mine is
that
only
meant you were, in training, like with the different colored one.
Oh, the green one? Yeah, yeah. No.
And
we
then
had,
blue, they named, that was Patrol of the Week.
Oh, that we never had. That, no, we had the bright orange one.
My friend was head of patrol, so I got that quite a bit.
Oh.
All right.
I was never granted people.
Because you were a delinquent.
I was usually gone by the time the school let out.
They usually don't like the patrols.
No, I'd get the walkers a couple blocks down. Hey, you guys hang tight. I'll get back in.
I guess I'm a Circle K.
Hey, you know what? Just step on it as you cross if you don't mind. All right, listen, we got a bunch of today, so let me do this. Give me one quick everything out for you next.
Elliot in the morning welcomes Rush. 40 Live Tour, celebrating 40 years of Rush. We are free. Not the blues, I love you. Listen to EITM and Winked. You and your guest will have and Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, Neil Peart, Rush. Listen all week, every day. See Rush. Meet Rush. More details at facebook.com/EITM online in the morning. Because this summer calendar runneth over. XL 102 presents Bleed Bleachers. Together with Joywave. Back in Richmond to kick off the summer contest. Summer at the Richmond.com for more.
Traffic Center. We're in pretty good shape on the interstates right now. No delays. 95, 295, and 64. No current collisions. Stalled vehicles. Side streets, Chippenham 288, or the Downtown Expressway.
This report is brought to you by Ever Ready Service Experts. Experts, right now you can save $50 on a precision tune-up. Now only $89. Ever Ready Service Experts at 866-EXPERTS. For more information, please visit EverReadyServiceExperts.com.
It's our biggest Memorial Day event, George Toyota. Through May 3rd, 15, even up to 20% off MSRP on over 900 newest and 0% APR for 60 months on most models in old new 2015 Camry. That's just financed with a PFS. Plus, every new vehicle comes with 2 years of no-cost maintenance from Toyota, 2 years of no-cost maintenance from has 4 years of no-cost maintenance and up to 20% off MSRP Toyota. Prices include all Toyota factory rebates and additional discounts off MSRP by McGeorge. You just add tax $195 processing fee. But these deals, like our incredible selection, will hurry to 9319 westtoyota.com. McGeorge, 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day. Sale ends May 31st.
Hey, it's Sammo, and if you need that extra fresh, keep the beers cold for your Memorial Day. Need a powerful Bluetooth to the pool or the beach for Memorial Day weekend? Greg's got it. At HH Greg, get zero down and zero interest till January 28, 2018. Now through Memorial Day, Greg's got it. Up to 30% off all appliances? Greg's got it. A state just $8.99, Greg's got it. This is fast delivery, Greg's Day weekend at HH Greg. Subject to credit approval, see store for details.
Now Pete is in his zone. Pitch perfect sitting in heavy traffic, hitting notes only meant for kids to AutoZone, where they checked a faulty engine light that kept interrupting his performance. Now pre-morning commute and nailing those sweat-dripping solos.
Yeah!
Oh, he's watching. And he's Pete's zone. From free checkups to Lona tools, help find yours.
And we love playing music.
I'm right here on our tour bus.
So it's important to always bring along something from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew.
Dushan. Is that your Dushan?
Yeah. Did you drink my Dushan?
Well, I love that clear citrus flavor.
Uh-huh.
In those clear glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dushan made with... Those three bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got six more bottles of Dushan in my guitar case.
I drank those two.
Well, hey, I still got five. Jack. The 10 bottles stuffed in the back of my amplifier?
Drank them.
BK!
Hey, if you're hiding Dushan, you gotta do a better job of it. Like I do.
You're hiding Dushan?
That's where I got this bottle.
Where was it?
In the fridge.
Man, never.
Do the Dew with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
Introducing the latest addition to the line. A clear citrus flavored by our backwoods roots of Mountain Dew. Shine at Dollar General today. Dewshine. Available legally for the first time.
Swing in the spring, the Chevrolet Buick GMC during the spring sales event. You too can tour by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in Virginia at our brand new location just a quarter of Broad Street. Over 500 and 7,000 pre-owned vehicles. Spring into summer this season with select Chevrolet vehicles. Up to 14 grand off MSRP on Silverados and Sierras. Up to 3 grand off MSRP on all Equinox and 5 grand off MSRP on all and sprung with up to 5 grand off MSRP. Up to 6 grand off MSRP on Chevy Tahoe. Up to 6 grand off MSRP on up to 6,500 off MSRP on the Elliott's. What a way to get ready for amazing savings. Find me roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's Hendrick at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond. You too can be ahead.
More peeps. It's the Ram Drive and Discover event. More at RichmondRamTrucks.com.
Back to Elliott in the Morning on XL102.
Richard Quest. His game show, 500 Questions. Commercials, I get excited for it. Into that. So 500 Questions will start its starting tonight. Host of 500 Questions. Richard Quest will be on with us a little bit later on this morning. Also, I will continue to go see Rush. Keep in mind, you've been winning your tickets to go see Rush. When you win those tickets, you also get passes to go meet Rush. Also, I will give you more tickets to go see Dave Matthews. I have more tickets for things that we got to get through from yesterday. A lot of stuff going on that we got to get through. Anyway, yeah. Let's get going with some news, please.
D.C. metro area health officials are looking at a confirmed case of measles who had apparently visited patients throughout D.C. end of this month.
Now, measles, was that the big, that was the Disney outbreak from over, well, a couple months ago?
Yes.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Apparently this person has since gotten well enough to more, but obviously they are looking where this person may have visited and unknowingly may have infected some other people. So they've got a whole list of different places where this person had the embassy suites on Northwest D.C. And then there's also a bunch of different locations on the Nova Fairfax where he was, Gallows Road.
Oh, my God!
You know, and they've got the time breakdown as well. So they've got a complete list places that you may want to look at in case you may you feel like
he wasn't at Sweetwater Gallows Road over the weekend, was he? Or I got measles.
I don't see any restaurant here. It looks like there was a bunch of time spent over at that, hospital facility. So, as well as too. So they do have a complete list, and you can find out if you maybe possibly be infected with measles. Also in for Amtrak's engineers, the company to put a second crew member at the controls of trains, especially on the busy Northeast corridor. The public would never accept an airline operation with just a single person. But there's no reason that rail passengers' lives should be viewed any differently. This obviously in the wake of last week's
Philly
crash.
That's very hard to argue against. Like they're not big money makers like the airlines are. That's what Amtrak will say, that for
they can't afford it.
Yeah, they can't afford it, and for the number of times horrible accident, but for the evidence that is wasted money.
still could be a year before they determine the cause of last week's derailment. 8 people killed, more than 200 injured. 20 are still hospitalized as of yesterday, and 5 did in critical condition. We had mentioned this earlier in the week when we learned the death of Emperor Dean Potter. Apparently, there was GoPro footage, and according to park rangers who have video might reveal when the two men wearing wingsuits and who were attempting that jump at Yosemite.
They went through some of the footage. The other guy, Hunt, who with them hit the wall before Potter did, and through Potter's GoPro, you see him hit the wall.
So his friend hit the wall. Then they say you can Potter swoop left, probably an evasive move, but then he hit about a split second later.
Man, that's something.
They'll never release that.
No. Does it get out? They won't release that. Wasn't there also, I didn't see it, but I saw a head also like a base jump yesterday, but set his parachute on fire? Or maybe it was the day before.
Set his parachute on fire.
I believe so. I mean, his parachute catches fire and he goes, I don't know how far up he was on a bridge. They're jumping off of a bridge. And one guy goes first and then he goes after him.
Yeah.
And he sets his, I don't know how his chute catches the headline.
It happened 2 weeks ago. The video circulated yesterday.
Okay.
And there's a report this morning that's saying it's a stunt. It wasn't a suicide.
It wasn't a suicide.
Hit. No, it worked like himself, but he didn't mean to.
Ooh, man. How would you set your chute on fire?
I don't know if I want to watch that video.
I haven't seen it yet.
Virginia teacher hurt yesterday when he appeared between a couple of at Hopewell High School. They said the teacher actually took a pretty hard shoulder and had to be taken to hospital. 16-year-old student accused of shoving the teacher. So it sounds like it was some John going on between two girls. They were able to break them up. And a girl went back in. That is when this teacher stepped in to stop things again, is when he, I guess, got... They said the accused girl who shoved the teacher, demeanor, simple assault, as the teacher is recovering.
I feel like there were a bunch of, like student-teacher problems.
Well, you had the one in Maryland, guy hitting the...
The guy in Maryland who took his belt off and started whipping some kids who were getting into a fight.
Yeah.
Got fired.
Oh, yeah.
Then you had a teacher, I want to say it was in Georgia, who let two students go in a classroom so that they...
Yeah.
I saw that. And then there was the teacher, and I don't understand what the point was, but the teacher brought a hamster into the class, killed the hamster, and ate it.
I saw that. I don't...
Overseas somewhere.
Yeah, I believe so.
But yeah, I don't know what the hell was going on in schools yesterday, but yeah, you can't take your belt off and start whipping some kids. They look like younger kids.
It was a middle school, for sure.
So they're a little bit older. But yeah, so like a fight pile going on. And he was just like, you know what? Do it like my dad did. Took his belt off and just started whacking away at him. How does the teacher go, listen, you guys are going to have sex. Go in the closet and just get it. It'll be fine.
And the hamster eater was in South Korea. How dear life is. I'll be gone in a second. Teacher could bite your head off. Like, I'm gonna do with this hand. A new study says teens who smoke pot could end up shorter. Pakistan researchers, hormones that are linked to growth in more than 200 boys. 200 boys who said they were quote unquote and then there was another, but they didn't smoke at all. They found that the pot smokers had higher testosterone and other hormones that are linked to puberty, but much lower levels of the growth hormones compared to said they didn't smoke.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Some e-cig flavors may have toxic effects on lung. during the study, researchers exposed away cells to doses of 13 different e-cig flavors for anywhere from 30 minutes. It's up to, said, 3 flavors.
Hot cinnamon candies.
Banana pudding.
And Glen Allen.
Menthol tobacco were toxic to lung cells at higher doses in that 30-minute test. Mm. Take the research to heart, possibly, when you're choosing your flavors, what you're going to get at your vape shop.
Yeah. Just won't go get the cinnamon cookies.
33 years in late-night TV, David Letterman signing off tonight. So we got Bill Murray and Bob Knight, and obviously all the different doing their own tributes. Kimmel actually got a little bit emotional last night talking about Letterman's last show.
I learned almost nothing in college, but being late night, not learning how to do, and I have this show, is because the executives at ABC was a guest on Dave's show and hired me to host. I want to thank Dave and his writers and producers.
Wow. It obviously said a week or so ago tonight.
Yeah, so Kimmel goes repeat tonight. Is Fallon? I guess Fallon's doing his.
Yeah.
Did you see a clip of Dylan at all?
No.
Yeah, I didn't see anything.
Bill Murray and her fall off the chair.
Yes.
Like on purpose?
He stopped it, I guess, after he had done the tape
and
had a bunch of booze, obviously.
Wait a minute. So he tapes Letterman. He Letterman? I didn't see it.
The cake bit. I didn't see him talk.
Oh, so
it was funny. He was covered in cake and gave Dave a hug.
So he finishes taping Letterman.
Yeah, and then he was.
And then he leaves because that's like 5:36 o'clock at night.
And show on MSNBC, but he talked about how, you know, they were showing him, I guess, like setting up for the interview, and he's sitting in kind of like one of those higher bar stool type chairs that have the back on it. To sit down. They're just saying, oh, Bill Murray's coming up next. And he goes to sit down and, loses. Falls out of the chair. But then he goes on to he was talking about
it. Clearly, he's not looking to do it like, whoa.
And then,
I go, God, look at him. Well, I guess he had cake all over.
He went on to talk about it and talked about how much, come from dinner. And it wasn't just, oysters he had at dinner. He was like, it's red wine. It was vodka with David Letterman. So he had to have been hammered.
Then tonight is, tonight where everybody's hoping and pulling that Leno will be there. Some TV critic yesterday, Leno's going to show up or not. And there's a couple of names that are out there. Like, I know, like, for example, Jay Thomas show up and hope that he can get in. Because he does the meatball bit every show up and just try to get in. But he's been very public. But I'm going to see if I can get
in. How do they determine, I don't know if they've said, who's sitting in that audience? Is it?
People, I would assume it's just
normal audience.
Normal audience.
Really?
That you hope that you get in. I'm sure he's with VIPs and stuff that'll be there. But I was reading something from one critic. If you read one TV, it will be there. This will be both just ride out together and it'll end the way it started. And then you read another one that's like, do it. That there's been, that them have just had too much bad blood. So I don't know which way that thing goes.
One more TV related story. Tonight's finale on Dan Juron.
Oh, wait, who, I don't know who won.
Should I spoil it?
Diane,
Caitlin is the bachelor.
Okay.
Well, I was going to ask. I'm sorry. Rumor for her.
Yeah.
Good for her. She had an episode. But good for her.
But Bergeron announced that Alfonso Ribeiro as his. No. America's Funniest Home Videos. He's not stupid.
Oh, Bergeron's not probably tired. So Ribeiro's going to do that show.
He's been hosting. Tom Bergeron has.
God, how much money does for America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yeah. So Alfonso takes over in the fall.
Bergeron's got to be worth like a. Dancing with the Stars, America's Funniest Home. Didn't he host a show before that?
What for? Was it another like game show?
He hosts something for a long time. I know he had a late night TV. No. What did he have here? He got Funniest Home Videos.
God, I feel like he was known.
15 years. Well,
what was it?
I don't. But he'd be known for something or else he wouldn't have gotten that job. You weren't going to go
Hollywood Square.
There you go.
Yeah. 6 years.
Man. God, he's got bank. Good for
The lot continue to creep up. I don't know if it's just one of those things where it's getting toward the holiday, people paying attention. No winner in Mega Millions last night. Friday's drawing up to 194.
Holy crap.
Tays at 121. Maryland lottery officials, I guess we're still waiting for the winner to come forward of $1 million that was sold at Waterloo Road in Elk Ridge in Howard County.
Oh, I saw that, and then I saw somebody down in Florida pop $3 million. Like some, I don't know if it was a scratch-off or just like one of those little daily ones.
Nice.
Pop, God damn it.
Sports now, the Patriots will not appeal the punt over Deflategate. Robert Kraft says he reluctantly accepts the discipline against Brady will continue his appeal. Jewel. Basis. Ray Lewis will release his memoir in October, and Hilbert murder allegations that nearly books will the book rather will cut his off the field struggles, dad abandoning him when he was a child, murder of his best friend, and his own incarceration. The NFL getting to host the Super Bowls in 2020. They are Atlanta, Miami, New Orleans. Look for an announcement next year.
I know Atlanta's got a new stadium, so they'll probably get one of them. New Orleans will get one of doing the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Who wouldn't? God damn.
Also scoring late into the third overtime to give the Bulls a 2-win over the Ducks. So that late did that game go?
Just ended. Just ended.
Tonight, game three between the Rangers and the Lightning in Florida, series 1-1. Ryan Zimmerman with a walk-off home run in the 10th to give the Nats a win over the Yankees. Bryce Harper, Wilson Ramos also hitting home runs last night. They'll wrap up that series tonight at Nats Park. Jason Worth back on the DL to rest wrestling wrist. Same one. He had surgery part of the season, so that doesn't bode very well.
Weekend out in San Diego, so he'll sit for 15.
NBA Warriors beating the Rockies 110-106 last night to take that game. One underway tonight with the Hawks playing the Cavaliers. NASCAR Hall of Fame voting committee meets today in Charlotte. Tonight's 5-member class among the nominees, Mark Martin, Terry
Lewis. Oh, you know what? He probably gets in. Martin.
Terry Labonte, Ray Everham, Rick Hendrick, Alan Kulwicki, and Benny Parsons.
Get in.
Happy birthday, celebrating 44 with his pig.
Good for him.
And
God, is he having a bad year.
The Rock is reportedly open to WrestleMania 32 next year. View with Sports Illustrated.
Tyler, Conan. But that would be a big deal. If he went back and did WrestleMania, that'd be huge.
They popped up at the...
you don't care.
Rhonda.
The...
Well, I care. I mean, he's the people's champion.
That's a look at news and sports.
XL102. It's a call you hope you never make. One that above all else, you hope someone answers. And they do every day. They're the first response EMS teams and firefighter Virginia. At Bon Secours, we honor you for your selflessness and thank you for your dedication to answering the call no one else can. You are true here. Provide help for a lifetime.
Selflessness of our EMS workers affect everyone. They respond all over our every day of the year. Appreciation to these dedicated first responders, Halligan's Bar and Grill, our grill in Short Pump, Ashland, and all area Chick-fil-A locations along with iHeartMedia Richmond, the core to show our support. We see you during EMS Week and want to say thanks for all you do to make our community a safe and healthy place to live.
Number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Yes, I'll be your baby. Yes, I'll be whatever that you tell me when you're ready. Yes, I'll be your lady. You ain't never wait for her. I'm down for you, baby. Best believe that when you need that, you will always have on deck. Keep it in check when you need that.
To Elliot, 866-235-5-SAFE. First time winners, you call me right now, please. I will give you a copy of the new Mumford & Sons record. 866 to Elliot, 866-254-468.
No collision, stalled vehicles, or delays slowing us. Rates chip at M288 in the den with no delays. Light travel volume, no problems reported for 95, 295, and 64.
The Toyota Time Sales Event is on, and that means big cash payouts, including new Camrys, Corollas, and RAV4s, all with $750 cash back. Bigger wagon has 1,000. Prius liftbacks have up to $2,000 cash, plus 9 Toyota models have as low as PR financing. Visit buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website special offers this month. Low beats, low APR financing, and big cash back. You can take cash back for payment. Not all buyers will finance it. See your dealer for terms and details. Learn how you can save even. Buyatoyota.com to visit for this month's deals. Hurry, the Toyota Time Sales Event is on. And that's deals of the year. You'll want to see your Toyota dealer by June 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
Okay for this?
Yeah.
Got your signs?
Yeah.
Got your banners?
Yeah.
Let's do this thing.
Everyone in the headquarters of Mountain Dew, we know your fans will be recognized.
Yeah.
Do you hear this cup of Mountain Dew Baja Blast?
Baja Blast!
We want it back in bottles and cans,
Baja
too.
Blast.
And we're not going to stop at it. So, Mountain Dew, are you going to...
Your phone's ringing.
Baja
Quiet, everybody!
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm the guy with the megaphone.
Who is it?
It's Mountain Dew. Okay. Sounds good.
We did it!
We did? We never even put up a...
You demanded, we delivered. The intensely refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast, always available at Taco Bell, is in bottles and cans for a limited time. And this year, the bold citrus punch of Mountain Dew is in bottles and cans too. Mountain Dew is sold.
I better cancel that order. Dive back Baja Blast t-shirts.
Hey, users. Sprint wants you. And to prove it, check out our special. How special are they? We're talking $450 special. So let's break it down. First, ching bonus, just because we. Second, up to a $350 account credit when you trade in your current phone. And third, you won't have to pay an early fee or remaining balance of your support to Sprint, even if you're currently under Sprint Simple. So what are you waiting for? Visit a Sprint store or Sprint in Talos. Offer all stores in the Richmond, Norfolk area on the Sprint network. This offer is only valid for current and Telus wireless customers in the Richmond and Hampton Road service area. Offer coverage not available every... Limited time offers. Subject support. $100 service credit applied within three invoices. Up to 350 eligible devices. Restrictions apply.
Our calendar for the first RVA craft beers for Richmond's craft breweries. Friday, May 29th at Keegan's. Sample rare beers. Meet the brewers. Live music and more at the RV. Friday, May 29th. Short pump at West Broad Village. More at KeegansRichmond.com.
It's Macy's sale with all furniture on sale, like these specials. The Amelia Leather Sofa, just $7.99. Save on the Tribeca Queen, $2.99. The Crestwood or Dovewood 7-piece dining set, $9.99. And the Wentley 7-piece outdoor dining set, $9.99. Special financing on a furniture purchase of $499 or more on your Macy's card. Plus, shop Macy's.com or call 1-800. Savings off regular and sale price, Macy's Associate for details.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Hello, it's me?
Yes. Hi, Zach. Hey, Zach, how you doing?
Doing well.
Excellent. And up night all about?
Got up a little bit early, got some dinner, watched the TV, called a night pretty early. I got here, start working.
Oh, dude, that sucks.
Yeah, it's all right, though. It's 4 days a week.
Oh, dude, you know what? Oh, so you get a 4-day weekend. Dude, good for you. Yeah. All right, well, listen, I'm going to give you son's newest older mind, so if you hold tight one second for me.
Meaning to pick that up. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank the nice people at Glass Note Records. Anyway, hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee, go from you, and enjoy your 4-day week. Okay. You got it, dude. Hold tight one second. Let me go to line 4. Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Yeah, hi, who are you?
This is Jason. How are you this morning? Hello, class.
Jason, I am doing excellent, thank you. And what did you end up doing?
Oh, I was working last night, and then I'm up early again working this morning, kind of same like last night. I think we do the same thing.
Then you get that long weekend. Oh, I can't wait for Memorial Day weekend. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm off this weekend. This weekend's going to be a big weekend for me. So,
what do you?
I'm a private investigator, so this weekend's going to be a big weekend for me.
Is Memorial Day weekend a big weekend for PIs?
Oh, just because of all the different activities that could be, all that kind of thing. People going to see different shows.
Wait a minute, so you have to, like, follow somebody to somebody's cookout?
Well, I'm going to somebody's cookout. It's,
so, yes.
You know, one that's what they're following them for.
Yep, not using his crutches today.
Oh, wait, do you do most workman's comp stuff, or I'm hiring you to spy on Diane?
Insurance stuff.
Yeah, Diane's right. Yeah, you know what? Didn't look wrong when you were playing cornhole.
Hey, limbo!
You catch somebody who was playing cornhole. You bring that up.
Hey, Jason, can I ask you something real quick?
Sure.
I'm very excited. We're going to talk to a guy later on. I don't know if you know, you see him on CNN. He's a business dude on CNN. Anyway, they've grabbed him, and the commercial's been all over TV. But they've grabbed him, the host of the game tonight called 500 Questions. Uh-huh. I'm a sucker for the, like, I love the, like, when they do the, like, the big summer event, or not even such a prime time event. I love it.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, whether it's, like, I'm so looking forward to 500 Questions. When they did it with Millionaire, when they did it with The Weakest Link, I even remember the name of it, Million Second Quiz, a massive flop. Got into it, though. I don't know why, but I totally get into, like, the prime time, like,
but I think it's the whole trivia. The knowledge is power, and the more you know, so it feels like the more power.
Yeah, you know what? Like, but now just to counter that, I won't watch on a basis. I won't sit down and watch The Fortune every night. Keep it there, but I do get really wrapped up into the Honestly, I'm so excited to talk to Quest today. It's not even funny. But the other thing is, like, when they do, like, with this thing, I try to be on that show.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear anything about crafting, or you would think that they'd put it all over the internet.
You'd think? No. I would. The Elliot. 500 questions thing?
Elliot.
I would do well on a game show. I would.
I'm surprised you never.
Eat your own little.
No, because that.
Questions or whatever.
Who am I searching?
Or something.
No, you gotta research all that stuff. I don't have time
As someone who's mod quiz things in here.
Right.
We're able to do it. We've pulled it off.
So we're going to put together a 500 question game show?
I'm busy now. I got a family. I'm a father. Before that, I had time.
I'd up on a game show. You know, you can't let the pressure get to you.
Yep. You make that claim all the time about numerous game shows, but is there one that you want that you sit there and think, this is my show?
Game.
Yeah, I guess, because you do say that a lot about, like, reality as well.
Yeah.
But is there,
like, a race? They won't cast me in that because they just wouldn't even be worth starting. It would just be like, here, just give him them
all the time.
But for game show,
in our eyes,
forget,
like, when you occasionally catch Jeopardy, are you like,
no, you know, and I'm being honest. I run the board in Jeopardy for the most part. Like, sometimes, like,
Celebrity Jeopardy,
mean celebrity, regular, it doesn't matter. You know where they get me on Jeopardy? Final Jeopardy.
That's it.
That's where they, no, like, there's some category.
I don't know whether you want to bet $1,000.
No. But that's the other thing. If I were on Jeopardy, you always bet everything. Whether it's a debt bowl or final Jeopardy. Do you spend on Jeopardy?
I know a couple people.
On Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Like, for, like, college week or just regular contestants?
Regular contestants.
I know somebody that did, I know Jason.
Did, yeah.
And he messed up. Failed that question.
But, like, for Jeopardy, they'd get you. Is that because you wouldn't be allowed to participate because you're negative going into it?
No, going into it.
You just would struggle with that final
piece. Always, the category at the end is always like, 18th century literature and art. I don't know. My category, I don't know. But most of the other stuff I can nail. Tricky and go, like, you know, N gets the spot. Like, you know that everything's with an N. Like, I nail that category.
Woo, Hangman.
No. But, and I know who did, she did Price is Right.
She got called up?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, she was on the dais.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but yeah, she was.
It is dais.
She wasn't in the, like, obviously she was in the audience.
Yeah.
But Shannon Jones, and she went and was on the show.
I never knew that.
Yeah,
but she didn't make it up on stage.
Question.
Well, you would know.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah, I want to say yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know if she made it up on stage. But I think she did make it up on stage.
I think she won a trip.
I don't think she won a trip. I don't even think she did the Showcase Showdown. I do think she may have. Why I wouldn't do well on. I don't know what anything costs.
It's also like MSRP. It's tough.
Yeah,
it's, like, not, it's
like
not
that. I wouldn't know. Like, well, how much does detergent cost? I don't know. Ask Jackie. I have no idea. Like, that, I wouldn't be able to do. I would not do well. I would be a good contestant. Like, I'd be, but I on that. I'd win on Wheel of Fortune, although it'd be awkward because it'd be like, oh, hey Pat, how are you?
Nepotism.
I'd win on Jeopardy. To answer your question, though, the one where I think I'd really, really clean up on.
Oh, these other ones
I would do well.
You do okay on.
But the one that I think I would really clean up on. Hey, Kaylee, will you do me a favor? Will you find me somebody that's been on a, like, as a contestant? millionaire.
Million.
Well, A, the... And if I don't, I have such an array of friends that...
You only get one life, like one call.
No, but you get... Don't you get a list of people that if it was...
Oh, you're saying two. But that's for one question.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all I may only need help.
You can... Can you still pull the audience since Regis hosted?
You can pull the audience. The audience, sure. Of course you can. Like, now they even make it easy. Like, the 50-50. Well, I mean, that existed during Reg. But yeah, they'll... Yeah, no, easier on you. You know the game... Now, I don't know that I would do well on...
Because of the family playing with you?
Oh, I'm the smartest one in my family.
Okay.
But the, I don't think I would do well getting, like the answer, getting multiple answers, and, like, really...
Steve?
I don't know.
It's gotta be.
No, it's not.
No, yeah, he's the one on all the YouTube clips.
It's definitely still Steve Harvey.
Oh, yeah, I think it is then.
I think they have Celebrity Week coming up.
On which one?
Family Feud.
Oh, maybe. I have no idea. I have no clue.
I got your casting site, though.
You, by the way, I don't feel like you would be good on a game show.
Why?
Nah, I don't see you fitting in the contestant. I don't think you'd allow yourself to get nuts.
What do you mean?
Like, I'd be all into the end of it as well.
Oh, I
see. Yeah. I'd be the guy running age, high-fiving.
Yeah.
Up high, Cedric, up high.
Oh, he makes good TV. Let's pick him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I win. So you know I'm going to be around. Get into the showmanship.
Very true.
But even on showmanship, I'd be good. During the back and forth interview with Alex.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be solid at that. And then I'd run the board.
Do a Celebrity Feud on ABC next month. Like a special prime time version.
Very, very That's smart.
Good for the summer.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's primetime game shows are a home run. That's why 500 questions is going to be good. I even like, what was the one that Saget hosted that I think it went away for a commercial break and never came back? What was the one that he did? One versus 100.
He was good on that.
Great, great show. Who do you know that was on? Do I know the people that were on Jeopardy?
No.
Do I know any of them? Did they win?
Yeah. But Lindsay's co-workers.
Did he win big money?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think of it, I think Shannon did go up on stage because worry about something with the taxes.
Did she make it to, like, Showcase Showdown?
Don't know that. No, she made it up. No, I think
like she played when she got Plinko up on stage. Or something?
Wasn't Plinko.
No.
As a matter of fact, now I'm sure she was on stage. Because I asked her if she did. No, I didn't ask her. I didn't ask her. Mountain climber guy. I liked him. That guy was good.
The yodeling one?
Yeah, he was solid. He was solid. Although, that's not my show. Jeff.
Well, no, millionaire. No, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune's easy. Wheel of Fortune's easy.
As like that. These days, those people are taste fans. And they get it with like two letters.
Yeah, but I solve puzzles all the time.
Oh, you get it with one letter.
Oh, right.
I remember, like, I know a few people who have been on into somebody who I didn't know randomly at a New Year's Eve party, recognized them from the show, and it was like meeting.
Wait, so you saw them and you were like, oh my God, from Jeopardy?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It wasn't Ken Jennings, was it?
No, it was.
Who's the other guy from Cleveland?
They hated him.
Alex Trebek?
Well, it's Alex Trebek.
No.
I don't know if it was Chew, Diane.
No.
Alex. Remember, you thought I was
Alex.
I used
to always call him Alec. Yeah. Yeah, Alec Trebek.
And I told you, going back to Family Feud, I told you that my stepdad cast, he was there just to see it, but was cast at Edding Family's Family.
Oh, that's the stage!
So when they won, he and his sister ran up to celebrate with
Arthur.
That's not being in a game show.
No, but I would be good in that role also, because I would celebrate.
What would you be?
Not getting up on stage.
Oh. Dressing the part.
You don't have to dress up to be on the game
show. You can't wear what you wear every day be a game show contestant.
Jeff Halpin, I wear that.
All right.
TV, I'm not there to put on a modeling session.
Damn, he's right.
Well, if we're talking about just making...
I was
on the Golf Channel. It's not a game day live call-in.
Oh, Alex, thank you for having me on. I also host an internet television show.
No, you know, Alex is the back and forth with Tyler. He does not win contestants.
No, oh my God, you got a bit along.
Why don't you...
Well, I played. I did have a slice problem.
All right,
that
time
I
to go. Let's play the game.
No, yeah, let's... Come on, Diane.
I like Ryan on Twitter.
What was he on?
Elliot... No. He's commenting on you, Jeopardy.
Yes.
Elliot is one of those people who gets it wrong on Jeopardy and says, oh, that's right. Totally that. I think he's...
He's nailed.
You know the people that are the worst. Those are the people that, and it doesn't matter if you're playing Trivial Pursuit at home or you're playing like Jeopardy. It's always ones that go, oh, well, when I get the questions, they're all hard. No, you just can't deal with the pressure. You get in your own head. I don't get in my head. That's why I would do well. Max bet. It's house money.
Every
it's
time.
Not your, always house money. And 18th century, oh, 17th, 17th century.
I can't pass, can I?
I don't like that. And also the other one that I don't excel at all, Bible. That one I don't, that whenever that category comes up, that's five questions I'm taking.
Literature.
Yeah. You know what? That's where you just take your, just drop it. Where am I going? Line three? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
This me?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, it's Brennan from New Orleans.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Driving into work right now.
What can I do for you?
I was actually on Price is Right. It's kind of a funny story. So, you know, I got on stage, got the showcase showdown. You always pass on the first set of prizes, right?
Right.
So,
wait a minute. You got to spin the big wheel?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, he's saying he made it to the showcase showdown.
Yeah. Second time through where you get the wheel.
No, he's saying he got to do the thing where they showcase and get to bed. It's the end.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's awesome.
So the big prize in that one was a trip to New Orleans.
Oh, great.
And, of course, you know, he passes it. So.
Hey, wait, so did you end up winning?
No.
Dude, was it awesome, though?
I mean, for my first time, it was my first time going on the show, and I was one of the second calls.
Hey, let me ask you this. Did you, I mean, obviously, like, you fill out the paper, so you're getting called. When they called your name, Rod was still alive, but when they called your name, were you, oh my God!
I just kind of looked around, like, am I the only Brennan here? Oh, okay, I guess so.
Make
sure it was real, because, I mean, I've watched it my whole life.
Who was?
Being able to go on, almost like a dream come true.
How far back were you on? So you were Drew Carey. You were Drew Carey era.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That would be great. You know, the second person I know that's been on The Price is Right. By the way, no offense to my friend Shannon, but you're way smarter. All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, no problem, Elliot. You have a good one.
Hey, you do the same. Talk to you later.
Bob Barker's been gone since 2007.
Has he really?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Drew Carey's timeless. Drew Carey's hosting a show.
Yep. Like gone. Like, he stepped down from hosting.
Oh, yeah, no, he's been gone since 2011.
Yeah. No, he's still with us.
Oh.
he's 91.
Lately, Diane has stuff so oddly. I have so many celebrities in my head that are dead because of Diane, and they're not.
Hi.
DC101, how's it going, guys?
Good, how are you? How are you?
Just calling in to watch The Chase. I think it's on, like, late-night GSN, or with that big English guy.
But I don't watch a lot of G. I got into a phase where I was watching a ton of G to nail some of the game shows that were on there. I've been kind of getting away from the fun games and trying to introduce all new games. Like, for a long time, I was crushing Plink on GSN. No, I really was. I was killing it every night. But what I don't know what the Chase is.
The Chase is where he's a British guy, and then he has the blonde co-host. You. There's three questions, and then you use how many questions you answered right, you get that money, and you can bet on it. He tries to chase you down, and if he chases you down, you run, you lose. Pretty good.
You know what? I don't know any better. Yeah, I'll check that out. I'd probably be good at it if I had to guess. I mean, it's a game show. Strategy or just knowledge?
I want to see you do one.
I would love to do one. I got it.
Looks like there's a lot of reality now.
Well, I would do that too. Depends on the show. Reality, though, I'm really more Survivor and Amazing Race.
You always thought you would do well on Fear Factor too.
I would. It's mind over matter. That's all fear. There's some stuff on Fear Factor that would throw me off. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey.
Doesn't exist. Yeah, hi. Who's
Christina?
Yes, Christina. What can I do for you?
You can look this up, but one of my husband's friends in college, question is Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Okay. Wait, lost on the first question?
Ferdin.
For $10?
Like, what letter does your name begin with?
It was something about what a surge protector is used for. If you watch it, right up to him, like the yes, like whether it's wrong or right, he's like, wait.
And the way, I mean, Millionaire, the thing that's so easy about it is it's all multiple choice.
I know. Like, he didn't use any of his other friends that was his phone-a-friend and, like, Steph Hall.
on it.
Wait, hold on.
Tyler.
Is it Chase from Nashville?
Yes.
Oh, here we go. Hold a second. Hold on one second.
So this is the era. Ready?
Yeah.
Protectors to protect their unexpected surges of what? Water flow, lower, buyer's remorse.
Meredith.
Water flow, final answer.
Moron.
What? Chase.
Look at his face.
Chase, I'm so sorry.
Oh, darn.
By the way, those people are kind. No. I get off. Get off.
He didn't try his money.
Zero. Get off my show. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
But as the friend.
It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. The best thing that ever happened to you.
By the way, and again, fingers. God, Diane, you would never live that
down. I know what a protector is.
That, you're not going to get the same question. People have already memorized that. You could get another question.
Oh, give me the surge protector question.
What's a Scherzi? What? It's an Lancer.
Until yesterday, I didn't know.
Oh. I'm sorry, Chase. Money? Zero.
Bye, Meredith.
Part of it still believes it's air pressure.
All right, let's do some follow-up phone calls, please. Oh, by the way, the whole reason I even bring it up, Richard Quest will be on 500 on ABC. But anyway, later. All right, follow-up phone calls, please. 866-2-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468. By the way, stuff that we got to get through. 8-ELLIOT, 866-235-5468.
Elliot Ning.
I've cleared an earlier collision. Jeff Davis near 288 at Osborne Road. No problems on 288. Chippenham or the Downtown Express. States watch for a stalled vehicle, Natalie Elmont and 295.
It's our biggest Memorial Day at the McGeorge. Through May 31st, we're offering incredible deals on one of the Central Atlantic's largest of pre-owned vehicles. In Toyota Corolla LEs, starting at just $14,495. And 2014 LEs, starting at just $3,000. That's two like-new vehicles, $16,000. All you add are tags and $595 processing fee. Plus, special 2.9% APR financing is available with EFS. And every black George certified vehicle promise. State inspections for life, 1 year of free oil changes, and a 6 month pre-owned guarantee. So if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, bring into the McGeorge certified fighter at 7705 West Broad Street and McGeorgeToyota.com. 31st, see dealer for complete details.
I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Tyler Hubbard.
We're Florida Georgia Line, and we love playing music.
Which means spending a time on our tour bus.
So it's important to open from home.
That's right, like a few bottles of new Mountain Dew Dushan.
Is that your Dushan, Tyler?
Dushan?
Well, I love that clear citrus. There's clear glass bottles.
Oh, it's okay, BK. I know it's hard to resist new Dushan made with real bottles under my seat were just part of my stash anyways.
They were?
I got 6 more bottles of Dushan in my guitar case.
I drank those too.
Well, hey, I still got 5. The 10 bottles stuffed in the back of my...
Okay. Hey, if you're hiding Dushan, you gotta do a better job of it. Like I do.
You're hot. Hiding Dushan?
That's where I got in the fridge.
Man, never leave.
Do the do with the clear citrus flavor of new Mountain Dew Dushan. Available legally.
Introducing a latest addition to the Dushine, a clear citrus flavored dew inspired by the backwoods roots of Mountain Dew. Dushine at Dollar General Mountain Dew Dushine. Available legally for the first time. Get quick, safe, and reliable stops every time by S-Max Premium Brake Pad at AutoZone. They're proven to outperform the original brake pad. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, it's your floor pro in the know, Tech Dilemma. How to give your floors a facelift while keeping an eye on your budget. Easy, Court, your one-stop shop for top-quality in-stock flooring at rock-bottom price. Your face, over a million wood, travertine, porcelain, ceramic, laminate. Want more? Yeah, they got it. Add Floor & Decor's free decision. Boom, design dilemma solved. Do you believe it? Visit Floor & Decor or FloorandDecor.com.
I'm a left tank, tank. The guy in front of you sent me on for the last 14 miles. Hey, want to have a staring contest? Since you're stuck in traffic, you can just sit back and watch me flash like a disco light. Wait, you gonna try to pass on the left? Didn't you see my... And if insurance, things could really take a turn for the worse. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Tink, 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 tink.
like me.
They're always looking for ways to help you sell, save when you go paperless. 133 Richmond area Allstate agents today and ask about the eSmart discount. Availability and coverage selected. Savings vary.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Season finale.
Take back your old habits.
As she spirals out of control, she'll make the ultimate mistake.
What are you doing?
Shots fired at police. My partner's been shot.
Chicago PD. Season finale. Tonight on NBC.
Next at 11, investigating the stories we broke on the NBC 12 News app with live reporting plus Jim's forecast. Tune in at 11 for Central Virginia's number one news. Next on NBC.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. I got cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids' months to school. Took a car to the train, the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites. Made with delicious milk to release 4 hours of steady energy. Win. Belvita.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, and more.
Alex, Dixion. A big barracuda, he's under in your eye. I don't need you to nothing, all your good will throw it in the fire.
Don't forget, coming up a little bit later on this hour, you get yourself tickets to see Rush. When you win those tickets, you also get passes to go backstage and meet the band. That'd be awesome. Later on this morning, tickets for you to go see. Follow-up phone calls, 866-235-5468. Hey, hi, Elliot in the Morning. Yes, it is. Who are you?
I'm Billy Bardeen from Frederick. How are you?
Doing excellent, thank you. What can I do for you?
All right, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about turtles and cars hitting them in the middle of the road.
Oh, yeah, yes, we were.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm Brunner. I'm driving down in the middle of the street. Cars are barely and I go out and get out of my car and I grab the thing. The thing is, I mean, the legs come out, it has claws at me. But I did what you said. Just keep it going in the same direction, bro, and took it out of the other side of the road.
We did learn that. I didn't know that. But you have to put it down facing the same direction that it was going in order to, or else the turtle will just turn around and go right back in the street. Dude, good for you.
Yep, saved myself a turtle. Terrapin turtle yesterday.
There you go. You're a man. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Yes, Tyler.
On Sunday, I drove past. They were,
shut up.
They were
did
in the road.
Really?
And before we discussed it,
you had never seen one.
Now, the first one, the speed miles per hour, so I was not stopping. It would be a death wish. If the second time, I probably could have stopped, but I didn't. I had my son in there.
Okay, well, then
that would have been a great...
Well, Tyler's not going to exit the car and just leave him sitting in there. Even car.
I will do that, I guess. But I thought it would be confusing.
The all right, a couple of things real fun. Remember yesterday... I gave you the update on the woman in New York, who married all those guys. She had married like 11 guys, and she finally got busted. I'd never gotten divorced from any of them.
Right.
It was fine, the whole thing. And I told you, she didn't show up for her court date yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess who showed up at court? So
what did she say? She got her dates mixed up?
You know what? Doesn't say what excuse, other than she was there. Now, obviously, there was a warrant out for her arrest. But yeah, she just showed up at that point and went right back in, and that was it. So yeah, she missed that by. What's the point? Just show up and do the thing. Now you got more fees, and you got an extra date that you have to do. You know what? Nah, it was just going to be quick. But tell me, you watched the video of the ball boy falling behind Maria Sharapova?
No.
It's they're like in between games, and she's sitting there having water in the binder, and he trips over a flower.
Poor kid.
Line 5. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hey, is that me, Elliot?
Yes.
Hey, this is Frank in New Orleans.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm driving down in New Orleans East, and a 10-foot gator was crossed with a horse. Someone hit it, tried to miss it, and hit another vehicle, which hit another vehicle, and I'm quite trying to cater. It was so big getting across the road, this gator. But it wind up killed the gator.
Holy crap, it's just some big alligator in the middle of the road?
Crossing the road to get to the other side of the barrio, you know, to get on the other side.
Right.
Because we have a five square mile hunting radius. We just wanted to get on the other side. Morning, God. Traffic, brother. Morning.
Dude, that sucks. You know what? I'll take a turtle any day of the week over a big alligator code.
I ain't grabbing no gators.
Hell no. I just saw a picture this morning. I can't remember what I was looking at, but do they have alligators? Oh, that's right, because of Dundee. There you go. There's a crocodile that I saw. But there was one. Hey, thank you very much, Saul. Where they caught some big, massive. It was either what it was. May not have even been Australia, but it was a big, massive
croc hunter.
Steve Irwin? Catch him. He's been dead a while now.
No, I'm saying you asked about
the. Oh, yeah, no, I should have made that connection. That's a stupid faux pas. But they caught blood all over this. It's an alligator or a crocodile. All over his teeth. You just see blood all over. And it's massive. And I saw it this morning, and I don't remember in what context that I saw the thing. Oh, but by the way, you want to get did you see the dude hurting? And an orca whale swims up next to him?
Oh, boy.
Well, not while I was watching the video. The paddleboarder dude is still going. But I feel like we've seen, like, the boat videos or the boat pictures where you see, like, a big old humpback whale or sperm whale. This is like a lamb swims up right next to the guy while he's just boarding along. And those are you whales.
Oh, my God.
You see it?
Yes.
It's massive.
He said he was a little, but continued filming off the coast of New Zealand.
I give him credit. Water. I would have been shaking so.
Oh,
I would,
my God.
Well, I definitely would have had to. I don't even know what to do. You couldn't keep standing. Wouldn't your knees just.
I mean, he was an experienced paddleboarder, so he wouldn't, like, collapse.
Tyler, look at that. What is that, an alligator or a crocodile? Which one is that?
Crocodile.
Yeah, look at the teeth on that thing. That's all blood stain. But yeah, the orca thing. And then, you know, the other follow-up that I had from yesterday? Did you read any about the crash? James Hinchcliffe?
I saw it. It's crazy.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
So the fourth one, Diane, this is the one that we were talking about. The one that they had to take to the Elio?
Yeah.
James Hinchcliffe almost crack. A suspension failure cliff to lose steering. He hit the wall hard, flipped, and a piece of his suspension shot into his cockpit, piercing both of us. It was made that Hinchcliffe had to be cut from the car immediately while his legs were. Says the impact, which flattened the right side of the chassis, suspension wishbones penetrated the something safety cell. And subsequently caused the majority of the physical damage Hinchcliffe received. Full sources say that Hinchcliffe pulled something into his right, then enter his upper left thigh and continue into the pelvic region before it came to a stop.
Oh, God.
This has pinned the 28-year-old into. By the way, I didn't know he was Canadian. Important. Leading the safety team to cut the wishbone from the. To allow Hinchcliffe's extraction. With excessive blood loss at the crash site, gravity of the soft tissue extremities, stopping the bleeding became an immediate priority for the medical staff as he was pulled from the chassis. He almost bled out right on the track.
Oh, my God.
So, like, when they cut people, like, out of, like,
how,
does that.
How big around was that?
Was the PA? Yeah. I, you know what? My first thought was, do regular cars have, like, that wishbone thing? Like, is that coming? If I hit a Jersey wall, is that thing coming into me? Like, it is.
Yeah.
Wow. And that thing got stuck in his leg. Like, they had to cut him out and just leave it in there. Dude's gushing blood over the place.
Ooh.
Currently in intensive care, listed in stable condition. Most likely he's going to miss the rest of the season.
Oh, no kidding.
Most likely.
At a hole, like, the size of a. I don't even know.
Yeah,
and your pelvis.
How?
And by the way, you wouldn't know that just from watching the video. Like, the video looks bad where he hits that wall, but you have no idea.
I mean, I guess you can't see any blood, right?
Oh, you know what? But he's upside down. Like, you would imagine it's almost pouring out of the car. Line 5. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, this me?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, it's Greg.
Hey, what's up, Greg?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, that wishbone thing, there, if you look on the front of the IndyCar, there's a cross members. They're a little piece of... That's what went into them.
Dude, and so that's what they ended up having to it in while they were stopping the bleeding. And they...
Yeah, well, you know, that compartment on the IndyCar is really small, so you don't have that car, but, you know, anything could happen in a car accident. But, you know, these car wrecks have been going on forever in IndyCar. I mean, the speed alone just... You know, if they crashed, you know, we lost Dan Weldon, what, like 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, but I mean, like, we were talking about each cliff crash, and that one guy called in who was talking about, like, all the downforce on the car and why these cars, why you're seeing so many crashes going into the speed week. And obviously, they run the five, but why you're seeing so many,
you're right about that, but see, the relays were the ones that were crashed. It's Honda. And this was a suspension failure, so it was totally unrelated to the aero packages that were on the Chevys.
You know the two things that I don't want? Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, sir. I never want to have to be cut from a car. I don't want to have something impaled in my leg. I don't have something impaled in my...
I've seen, news stories where people end up having, like, a... piece of fence post come in through their windshield and like,
thank
oh
you.
My God.
No, thank you. But don't you always feel bad when you see like somebody's in a wreck on the side of the road and you see that they had...
Well, yeah, I feel...
But not even... No, I'm not even talking about the jaws of life, but like jaws off a door or saw off the top of the car. Like, that always looks nasty. I saw a bad accident on the way home.
Really?
Yeah.
On the way home from the game?
No. Oh. On the way home from work. No, I'll be able to keep my eyes open.
You probably caused an accident.
No. By the way, swear to God, there were 10,000 cops out on the way to work this morning. I thought I was getting pulled over at one point.
Really?
Yeah, no, thank God it was the guy behind. He ended up getting pulled over. Oh, and I did make a note about the game. Are you available June 7th?
No.
You didn't even look, Tyler.
I know I'm not. It's a Sunday.
You didn't?
Yeah, I'm not.
They're having a special think of you.
Helpful.
So you get a ticket to the game. It's a whole package. After the game,
yep.
Yoga in the outfield.
With Diamond Dog.
He's going to be there.
Praying for you.
But you get a team yoga mat.
Is it yoga for regular guys? YRG, that's what I do. I don't do yoga like...
It didn't say. It just said yoga. I'm sure you can do whatever yoga you want.
Well, they're probably doing stuff up front.
Well, maybe there's one yogi doing, like, your down dog and your stand. And then maybe there's somebody else kind of off to, like, maybe right field that's doing DDP.
If it's not, you lead, I have no interest.
Maybe you lead a section of DDP.
I'm not certified. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. They're signing up to be certified.
Part-time, you do?
Part-time gig. Yeah. That's out of my house. Unfinished basement.
Oh, by the way, girls are listening. I need a favor. I went into the new team stores open. It's massive, by the way. So I went in there last night. The T-shirt that I wanted. That's the they have an interleague T-shirt for the Nats Yankees series.
Right.
It's beautiful.
But that's all they had left.
Well, they also had a medium, and I told the woman I'm not fitting in that. I'm not that confident. So no, those shirts in the worst way. They're beautiful. But yeah, they were sold out. I don't assume there's going to be any more tonight. I'll pay hands on one of them. Those shirts. It was beautiful. It's really nice. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot. Is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Heather.
Hey, Heather. How are you?
Good. Thank you. I just had a story out of a car. I was kind of actually thinking about it now, but I had somebody hit me on the driver's side. And because I'm a little short, so I kind of sit up on top of the steering wheel and the keys in the front of my car. First phone call I made was to my husband to tell him. So he was heading to the accident right away. And by the time he got there, there was actually a sheet over me because they were trying to protect me from all the glass from hitting the top of the car.
You imagine your husband must have thought
He freaked out a little bit. But, yes. I mean, I laugh about it now, but absolutely, it was the worst feeling, I'm sure.
Out of the car, is it just so unbelievably loud?
Oh, yeah, it was really loud. And they covered me with a sheet. I really didn't know what was going on, but because I was so close to this, it opened my door at all to help me get out. I had sprained both my ankles because he had come that far into the...
Wow.
So they had to pull me out over my driver's seat. But, yeah, it was so loud. It was very loud.
Man, if it was that bad, your car...
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
He's been pulling up on that scene with the sheet. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was a little upset. He ran up to the car, and of course, everybody's like, get back, sir. And he's like, that's my wife in there.
Oh, that's horrible. Hey, yeah. I appreciate it. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey,
what can I do for you?
Hey, buddy, I got a couple things about somebody getting cut out of a car.
What'd you get?
I used to live in Maine, and we hit a moose. And the moose kind of falls and smashes in the whole top of the car, and it almost smushes my friend Dylan's mom's face. It was really, really bad.
Oh, my.
Way.
Oh, moose are huge.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
What was the impaled story?
Well, I don't know if you've seen it, this little experience, but the lady and her husband were in there was a down tree.
Oh, yes, I've seen that.
And it went in through, like, her neck.
Yeah, I've seen that, unfortunately.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You know what? I'll leave it there. All right, dude, hey, listen, I appreciate it.